The Mall on Washington, D.C. Sunrise. The nation's capital doesn't wait for the sun. In the early hours, shortly before the moon relinquished the day to the sun, hordes of commuters were already migrating into and around the city in cars, SUVs, carpool vans, and buses. Underground, the metro subway trains were packed with sleepy-eyed passengers quietly gearing up for their day. Trying to catch one more minute of solitude, the fares on the blue line abruptly woke up and moved out of the way when a muscle-bound, bald man in camouflaged pants crashed through the connecting door and plowed through passengers blocking his path down the middle of the train. With very little space to escape, some passengers grumbled and cursed until the door slid open again. A young man with dark hair dressed in black slacks and a black t-shirt that hugged his lean, firm muscles hurdled a row of briefcases. Strapped around his hips was a gun holster packing a Sig Sauer DAC pistol.
"Stop! Federal agent!"
"Smithsonian Station,"
the speaker overhead announced. Seemingly more interested in getting to work than stopping a suspected felon, the passengers stood up and moved to the doors, blocking the agent's pursuit of his quarry. Craning his neck and dodging the passengers in his way, he searched the faces and forms moving between him and the end of the car, where he saw the shiny top of a bald head waiting at the exit.
"Stop!"
the young man screamed.
"You're under arrest!"
In seconds, the doors would open to allow his target to escape out into the station packed with commuters. Unable to make it down the center aisle, he attempted to climb over the seats in a vain effort to capture him before the doors opened. The train screeched to a halt. The agent grabbed the overhead handrail to catch himself. When his feet, encased in combat boots, slipped, he dropped into a seat filled with an overweight woman who didn't welcome his company.
"How rude!"
She shoved him to the floor before whacking him with her heavy purse. The doors flew open. Even while he was carried away by the mob out the doors, the agent didn't lose sight of the bald man. When the subway train doors slammed shut, their eyes met out on the platform. The two men stood 40 feet from each other with the sea of commuters swarming around them. With a cocky grin, the bald-headed man winked at his pursuer before whirling around and racing up the escalator, shoving people out of his way to make it to the top.
"Halt! You're under arrest!"
The young man in black was right on his heels. At the top of the stairs, the bald man yanked a crate of fresh newspapers over to send that day's news scattering down the escalator. Some of the pages caught in the wind created by the speeding trains to fly like paper airplanes through the metro stop. At a dead run, the suspect in camouflage pants took off across the grass in the direction of the Museum of Natural History. His pursuer easily hurdled the stacks of newspapers. Keeping his target in sight, he sprinted across the grass until they hit the tree-lined street where the bald man disappeared behind a bus. Crossing the street, the young man caught a glimpse of his target ducking into an alleyway behind the museum, half a block away.
"Got you, you cretin!"
Pumping his legs as hard as he could, he ran for the alley. Stopping at the corner, he extracted his gun from the holster. Ready to fire, he turned the corner to see the bald man waiting halfway down the length of the alley. The culprit was not alone. He shielded his body with a shrieking woman clad from head to toe in a burqa. As he pressed the barrel of his gun against her temple, the woman hysterically babbled in a foreign language. Though he could not understand the words, the young man understood the tone. She was pleading for him to not let her die,